Hey, I am so sorry to interrupt, but, oh my god. It's you. It is you. Wow. God, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you? Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, I'm so sorry. Did I interrupt you guys? Okay, great, great. Hey, let's grab a table over here. Let's chat. Sorry, I hope I really didn't interrupt anything. It kind of seemed like you needed a save back there. Yeah, those guys, they really suck. Yeah, they just, you know, they act like they have the right to hit on, you know, anyone who walks in this bar. It's just, yeah, it's annoying. I've seen them before, and, they've caused some trouble, so I thought I'd, spare you the trouble, but, let me know if that was out of line. You wanted to be saved. Okay, good. Good. I was a little worried, but, I hope your night goes better. I'm Alex. Yeah. Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah. You want to sit? Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I'm not here with anyone right now. I'm just grabbing a drink on my way home. I'd be more than happy to sit with you at least until, you know, they leave. Yeah, no, it's, you know, I love this place. Like, this bar is, it's truly, you know, it's my go-to spot, but yeah, it's just like sometimes, you know, the wrong kinds of people hear about it and then, you know, they just, yeah, make it a crappy place. So, yeah. But, you know, what's not crappy about this place is, they have the most incredible fries. Yeah. You haven't had them? Oh my god, yeah. They're incredible. The kitchen's open late. It's open till like 1 a.m. or something, so yeah, there's definitely been, a few late nights that I've, you know, come here specifically just for fries. Yeah. what are you drinking there? Ah, very nice. Very good. Me? I've just got, you know, classic, gin and tonic. Just, you know, the bar is my go-to, and that is my go-to drink, so. What can I say? Creature of habit. So, were you meeting people here, or? Ah, man, they ditched you? That sucks. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, you know, at least they're your friends and it wasn't like a date or something. I get ditched by my friends all the time, too. What's up with that? A lot of flaky bastards, huh? Yeah. Do you live around here or you just were in the neighborhood or? Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, I know that street. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I live just at the building, like, right down the block. You can, like, almost see it from here, actually. Yeah, it's a great, you know, it's a great neighborhood. I've been here for 2 or 3 years, and, yeah, I really like it. I can't really imagine living anywhere else in the city, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's nice because, like, you know, there's a lot of places that are open late, and I'm kind of a night owl, so, I like having, you know, places I can eat and drink at any time of night. Yeah, my job is kind of, it's not really set hours, so, yeah, I'm kind of all over the place a lot of the time. I'm a writer, yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of things, but I guess my main practice is in fiction. So yeah, you know, that's the passion project, and, you know, I pay the bills with some freelance editing gigs and stuff like that. It's not quite as romantic as it sounds, honestly. It's, you know, pretty much no money and, a lot of introspection, a lot of time spent alone, you know, I'll hold up in my apartment and I don't know, I try to get out. I'm trying to get out more often these days, but it's tough, you know, what can I say? My favorite place is curled up with a book, so. How about you? Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah. I bet you're really good at that. I don't know, I can just, you know, I can read people, and I feel like you fit that really well. Oh, my tattoos? Oh gosh, yeah. I've got quite a few of them, don't I? Well, this one here, I have a friend who's an artist, and so, you know, I'm always kind of letting her try out new stuff on me. I mean, not, you know, I'm not like, here, tattoo my arm, whatever you want, but, you know, I like her work a lot, and so, yeah, I've got that on my forearm, and then, no, you can't see it, but, yeah, up here on my bicep, I have, like this kind of scorpion snake thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. A few others in some, more private places. yeah. let's put it this way. If I was wearing a bathing suit, you'd be able to see them, but not right now. Well, that's funny. Hey, looks like you need a new drink. You want me to grab you one? Yeah? Okay, I'll be right back. Alright, here we go. Oh, please, no, that was... No. You don't have to Venmo me to worry about it. No, that was I just wanted to get you a drink. I just wanted to. Looks like those guys are gone, by the way. So if you were planning on, you know, heading back home or whatever, I think the coast is clear. I am gonna hang out, yeah. Okay. Yeah, great. Oh, I told you I was, you know, I just was popping in for a drink and then I was gonna head back home, so. No, I don't have plans at all. Yeah, nice. Oh, you've got just a little something on your cheek. Can I... There you go. You have a really pretty smile. How's your drink? Yeah, they have a heavy pour here, don't they? I mean, I feel like it's worth it for the price, but yeah, it's it can be intense. I mean, it truly is a dive bar, so... Do I what? Do I pick up strangers here at the bar who need rescuing? No, I don't. Not frequently. Yeah, you're my first. It's not to say I'm picking you up, but if you wanted me to, then I absolutely would. I mean, I was gonna say, I'm really glad that I met you, but then I thought, I'm not glad that, you know, you were getting harassed by some shitty guys, so, I guess I'm glad that I saved you. Well, in the spirit of picking you up, can I get your number? I'd really like to take you out sometime. You know, actually meet somewhere agreed upon beforehand, as opposed to, you know, meeting by chance. Yeah? Okay. Great. I'll text you so you have mine too. Great. Well, I was just gonna head home, but listen, I'd love to walk you to your car. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe come on the bus or something. Just to make sure, you know. Like I said, I think those guys are gone, but yeah, you want that? Cool. Here, let me help you. Yeah, that booth is really tight. All right, well. You know, if you wanted, you know, my place is right here. You know, you could come up and wait for your Uber or whatever. I am, yeah, I am inviting you back to my place. And, obviously, take it or leave it, that's completely up to you, but, I'll take that as a yes. Let's go.